This week, KMA News is hosting our Meet the Candidate series, where we feature interviews with those running for Eureka City Council. In Ward 2, incumbent Katie Moulton is being challenged by Kenny Carswell, currently employed as a project manager with Security National. In Ward 4, incumbent Scott Bauer is being challenged by Thavisak Lucky Simpenthong, a local business owner of Lucky Star Realty and the Eureka Skate Shop. Each candidate was given 15 minutes to share their platforms, and all were asked the same set of questions. Incumbents were asked to highlight their accomplishments during their time in office, while challengers were asked what inspired them to run. We are presenting the candidates in reverse alphabetical order by last name, giving you a comprehensive look at their priorities and vision for Eureka's future. Last night, we heard from Katie Moulton, who currently represents Ward 2. And tonight, we feature Kenny Carswell, who is vying for the Ward 2 seat.
So my name is Kenny Carswell. I am running for Eureka City Council Ward 2. Just a little bit about myself. I've been a lifelong resident of Eureka, California. I have lived in or just a few blocks away from Ward 2 for 28 of my 32 years. And my family has actually been living in Ward 2 and continues to live in Ward 2 since the 60s. So have some deep roots there. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I've kind of actually talked about it for quite a long time. And it's nice to have the support of friends and family, knowing this has always been an aspiration of mine. So I have a background in project management, but prior to that, I worked a lot of retail jobs around here in Eureka. So I know a ton of people, which I think will be helpful in getting things done. I have a lot of good relationships and have dealt with a lot of governmental and non-governmental entities on large projects. So I think that makes me well suited for this job.
Can you share what motivated you to run for office and what key accomplishments you hope to achieve if elected?
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, I have a deep connection to Eureka and Ward 2. This is where I plan to retire. I love the area, beautiful people. I have had the opportunity to travel a little bit in my life, and I just love this place. I don't think you can beat Eureka and Humboldt County as a whole. So definitely inspired to just be a voice for the constituents here. I feel a strong sense of responsibility to give back to a city that's really given me everything. I've had a great life here. Like I said, a beautiful place, great people. I really just want to be a voice for the people of Ward 2 and ensure that their concerns are heard. And I just desire to bring some common sense solutions to the council. Want to see this place continue to grow and keep it beautiful and do everything that I can to basically make that happen.
What are the top five issues you would like to focus on? Are any of them specific to Ward 2? And can you explain why you believe you are better suited to address these issues compared to the incumbent?
So I think there are several issues that are, you know, Ward 2 and citywide specific. So I think these five that I'm going to list to you are going to be applicable to both. So I'll start off with just wanting to make sure that the constituents are feeling heard. I'd like to bring about either some regularly scheduled town hall meetings like once a month, or even look into forming some sort of a committee for the ward, or at least my ward. But I think that all wards could benefit from that. So that would be my first concern. Second, housing is huge. I think that we need to focus on what's best for families. I've been doing a lot of door knocking here in these last few weeks, and I've heard a lot of concern from families about location and where their children feel safe to play and having access to open spaces. I think we need to think about that and take that into account. There is definitely areas of town that are better for, you know, working people or single people versus families. So I think that's an important distinction. I also think that it's important for us to continue to work on transitional housing for the mentally ill. I think that's important. I think our homeless crisis here as well, we need to work on providing them good housing options. And I'm open to any and all suggestions on that and working on a few ideas of my own as well. Another problem, I would like to do something to bolster our tax base. Our city is in a $1.1 million deficit. This is mainly due to just flat sales tax revenues. So I would like to do stuff to usher in new business and support and promote our local businesses that are here now, and also promote tourism. That transient occupancy tax is huge. It's a good moneymaker that goes directly into infrastructure projects in our city. So tourism, or that basically is what fills up those hotel rooms for the most part. So anything we can do to continue to support our local tourism industry, and make Eureka more welcoming to businesses to come here. Another thing, I think that right now we're going through a problem with job retention and recruitment for our public safety officials. Our average salary here is below state average. We're losing firefighters and police officers to other departments. We need to bolster our plan and have basically something that can compete with other similar cities that we're losing these public servants to. From the conversations that I've had, we need to discuss workload, salary, and their benefits to stay competitive. Then the final point that I'm going to plug here, we need to work on offerings for our people with mental health problems. I drive around town, and I think we all just need to look at this through a lens of empathy, that that's somebody's family member out there. Their child, brother, sister, mother, father, these people need help. So I'd like to seek funding opportunities for programs new and existing. We do have a lot of good existing programs working. I'd like to collaborate with mental health professionals here locally and outside of the area. There's a lot of programs that are doing good that we haven't tapped into quite yet here locally. And then I think that there's a big part of educating the public on this. And getting them involved in seeing a change here locally.
Our final question is in regards to Measure F, the Citizens Initiative to amend Eureka's general plan, a prominent issue on this year's ballot. Could you share your thoughts on this measure, whether you support it or not, and please explain your reasoning?
So Measure F is going to be voted in the same election that I am. Personally, the aspect of me of it that I support is providing both parking and housing in the Old Town area. And that kind of goes back to the point I made about supporting our businesses here and also tourism. But that aside, my main goal is to work with the constituents of Ward 2 to see what they want there, whether Measure F passes or not.
And finally, before we wrap up, do you have any closing remarks or final thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I just want people to know that I'm going to be very accessible. I want to be able to be reached either phone or email. I want to hear their concerns. I want to work on those in a collaborative approach and do what the constituents are wanting us to do. I want to be a conduit for that on the council. And if elected, that's my main directive. Being born and raised in Eureka, I just want to help my fellow citizen and help them feel heard. And, I want to take a team approach on this. And I think we can do great things to an already great city.
Again, that was Kenny Carswell running for Eureka City Council Ward 2, which is located in the northern part of the city. Ward 2 includes a mix of residential neighborhoods, commercial areas, and community spaces. It encompasses parts of Old Town, known for its historic architecture, small businesses, and waterfront areas, as well as newer developments and key city landmarks. Local issues in the ward include housing, economic development, and infrastructure improvements, making it a focal point for many of the city's discussion on growth and revitalization. You can join us the rest of this week on Thursday and Friday to hear from the Ward 4 candidates, incumbent Scott Bauer and challenger Davisak Lucky Simpenthong. And you can find all of these interviews archived on our SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/KMUD News.